welcome to the Infinite Loot Cast. I never know what episode we're on, so
should we make this season 4?
Where was season 3?
We've done season 3. Season 3 was September to September.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we got up to about episode 34, 35? I can't remember now. It's been a while.
Episode numbers are the most pointless. Like, what is the point of an episode number?
Because it saves us thinking of a title.
Because you have the release date, so you know if you've listened to it or not, I guess. But
no, because we have, in the past, released several episodes on one day.
Yes.
Amateur hour.
In fact, the last time we did release a couple in the same day because of recording problems. Because you couldn't hear me.
Yeah, then we had game noise and...
Oh,
don't talk about Ukulele Gate.
Oh, that game. I don't like that game. Not a fan.
You are...
Why don't you like that game?
That's fine. I bought it. When did I buy it? I bought it about 2 weeks ago when I was doing my other podcast because I was bored. I was sitting there like...
You're what?
My That's other... Since forever, it feels like. And I was just going through the store and it was there for less than £15. I was like, okay, fine. I'll buy it because it looks inviting. But then I put it on, it's just page after page of reading and it explaining controls. I'm like, yes, I know how to jump. And I just could not be bothered with it. I think it's because the area I'm in, I played at EGX or them years ago, whenever it was, and it's just exactly the same.
Year.
Was it last year?
Yeah, about 4 months. Feels longer. It
and I don't even know what I'm supposed to be doing.
Playing a platforming game?
Yes, but doesn't it explain?
It doesn't sound like you've given it that much of a chance, if I'm completely honest.
Yeah, maybe.
It sounds like you've got to the tutorial gone, God, there's a tutorial. I'm not playing this game.
I got past the bit with, like, you start in an area with treasure chests and you have to go and find something. I got there. Then I went through a gate. And then, I don't know, there was, like, a platform with steam in it somehow. I just didn't understand where to go. Maybe I need to go back and start again, but... I was just like, oh, this isn't Rayman or Spyro. It's just a bit blah. Because I didn't play Nuts and Bolts and whatnot. I wasn't that of that era because I didn't play Xbox. So I don't like it.
Nuts and Bolts was shit. Yeah, I'll say that on the show. Because it wasn't a platformer. It made itself out that it was going to be a platformer, and then it was like a vehicle combat platforming thing with vehicles, and it was naff. But the Banjo-Kazooie and Tooie were fine examples of the 3D platformer.
I don't know any of them.
But 3D platforming is probably one of the most Marmite genres.
But I like... platforming.
If you like platforming, you will like Ukulele.
Okay. Maybe I have to go back. Because I was playing it while I was doing the podcast, not really taking much of the attention of what
I was
doing.
Did you play it pre-big patch or post-big patch?
I played it 2 weeks ago.
On what?
On PlayStation.
I think that may have been after the patch. Could you change like the voice lengths and the camera was much better and things like that?
No idea. Don't know if there was...
Alright, so check in the settings menu. If you've got the options in the settings menu for classic camera or manual camera,
right.
Chuck it on manual camera. That's like a modern day third person game camera control.
Mm-hmm.
And you can shorten the voices as well if they annoy you.
Okay. I will check that out at some point in the next maybe... month for now, because I am busy. It's all kicking off this week and it's exciting.
Why is it kicking off?
Well, I've got Andrew trying to finally get Andrew to school. He's now year 9. He didn't go at all in year 8.
Yes.
So got that, and then the week after that I'm at college, week after that I'm at uni, and then it all just it's all just busy. I'm busy half of the week. It's like from doing next, like nothing, because Andy was here. Hopefully he'll go to school, then I'll go to college, and then I'll go to uni, and then I'll have college and uni every week for the... Well, my college is every week for the next 56... No. Whatever is September to June, I have science every week, and my uni is whenever they tell me the semester is. So it's all going to be fun and games. So even when we have all that time off, when we finish in like May, I'll still be going in because I don't have any GCSE in science. And I need science to do my science thing.
I'm going science on. Is fun.
Yeah, I know science. I just didn't get a very good GCSE. So I know it. I just need to go and prove it, which is annoying. But... what are you going to do?
You got to prove your times table from your periodic table.
So I've got to go and do that. But yeah, all busy. All just, it's come around too fast. And now I'm like, because I'm so old. And I'm going back to like uni. And it's really not... I'm excited, but I'm nervous. But I don't. The thing is, with both of these, I don't want to miss out on my gaming because that will drive me insane. Because there's so many good games coming out in the next like couple of months, I'm going to die if I don't play at least two of them. Because I'm so excited. But
that's a pretty low bar for not dying.
Yeah, but my gaming is my escape from. The children.
I'm gonna not die if I play.
Well, no, I need Candy to play. Crush. No, I need to play Wolfenstein or Steen. Got to, because that is amazing.
Because you die if you don't.
Exactly, I'll die. And Assassin's Creed and Fractured But Whole. So them three games.
Is that actually going to come out this time?
Yep, that's what they say. That's what they said in some years.
I'll be very excited if it does.
I think it will. I do, because like Pab was going, oh, it's out in February, and I was like, no, it's not. So I asked the people at the Ubisoft booth, even though they're just there to represent. I was like, is it coming out in October? And it's like, yep. I was like, definitely, because this is like the third time you said it is, and it isn't. It goes, yep. I played it. It was very inappropriate.
Sounds ideal.
Oh, it was awful. It was. Not awful in like it was a bad game, it was awful because I was playing this very inappropriate scene around a bunch of people. It was, I could feel myself getting embarrassed playing
it. Was like watching a sex scene with your parents. Not the scene, the movie.
No, but so I played like 10 minutes of that and it was so bad. Not in a good way, not in a bad way, but. That's going to be a fun game when it comes out. I'll talk about it now or later. Because I played it.
Talk about it now.
Talk about it. Okay.
I'm not even hosting. I don't mind doing that. Psych. Can't you talk about it now?
That's computer what says. Computer says yes.
Okay. So I went to Insomnia. That one, I went to that one where it's like a massive LAN party thing that people take their PCs to. We didn't go for that because I'm not camping on a floor and I don't really want to take the computer anywhere. So we went for the day and we walked in and there was a big booth for Ubisoft. And in there was Far Cry, Fractured But Whole and Assassin's Creed Video, which was a bit of annoyance, but what are you going to do? And we stood in the line and this guy came around the line. It's like, what are you here to play? And it was like Far Cry to the people in front of us. And then it goes to us. I was like, oh, I'm more here for Assassin's Creed. He goes, oh, well, Assassin's Creed is a video. And I was like, oh, okay. But he goes, South Park and Far Cry. And I was like, okay, both then. He goes, well, if you want to play South Park, you can come through. So he came out of the line and walked like straight in past all these other people. And I sat down. Basically, we had to go to a strip club. So there's, I don't know characters, so I won't tell you who it was with because I've no idea. But you're just the new kid, now old kid slash whatever, and you go into this strip club, and oh my god, I've never felt so embarrassed. So there's ladies in the South Park look, dancing around with their nipples out and just gyrating everywhere. And I can feel myself being awkward now. It was just like, no. And you had to go and talk to them, which was fine. And then I had to go into the back room, and I had to go in the back room with these like old men and and start giving them lap dances. And basically you're like twirling the thumbsticks and you have to twerk and wiggle and trump everywhere. I was having a problem with that section because my controller would not work to what was happening on the screen. But I said to like, this is not working. It goes, oh no, we've had problems with the controller with this one. So they moved me, but by the time they moved me, the person who had left had gone a bit further than me. So I didn't get to finish that, but that was very inappropriate because it's old men and you're a child giving them a lap dance. It was all sorts of wrong. And then after that, they get like, the old men get a bit mean to you. So you start your battle, and that has changed a bit now. So you can, it's a grid style kind of battlefield. You can move around to do different actions, which is, I didn't quite get to grips with it because again, the person who had left where I took over had got a bit further than me, so it didn't quite explain what I was supposed to be doing. But there was a few moves to do. I tried a few out, didn't quite understand how it would work with certain moves, but I'm sure when the game comes out, it'll explain it and you'll be fine because it's different from before when it was just turn-based. This is still turn-based, but in a grid style, you move around. And then that's where I left it. So it feels exactly like the Stick of Truth, but they've implemented different bits, which is fine. They wanted to change it. I can't wait to play it. And they said it is coming out in October, so I'm very excited for that. I also played Far Cry. So after I played that, they go, you're going to have to line up again. We went back out. We lined up. Was there for about half an hour. So I went in, sat down. Kevin hated it, didn't like it. Pab didn't like it.
What didn't they like about it? What was wrong with it?
My playthrough was it started. You have to pick your side, like buddy, pick who you want with you. And I went with the woman. I think you could pick a dog and you could pick a guy, but I just picked a woman because I didn't know what a dog could really do. And basically, it was like what you saw at E3, where you're like in a little set like village kind of thing, and you had to liberate them. So I went up a tower, I shot everyone, I slid down the zip line, I liberated them. Went into the saloon thing, talked to this lady, and she goes, I need to go and see a man about a plane. I'm like, okay. So I jumped in the truck. In the truck, the nice little touch was the guy from Far Cry 3 in the hula dress was in that truck, and he was there doing this hula dance, which I thought was a nice touch and a nice nod to Far Cry from before. I went to see this man about a plane, and he was getting shot up, so I had to liberate him. So I went up onto the roof, shot all the people. I found that fine. I talked to him. He says, I need to go and get the plane. So the plane's down the road, so I get in another one, go down the road, and I start flying. I, in games, hated flying forever. Because, like, not Far Cry, Grand Theft Auto, I could never get that plane to go up. I would just die. I hate the plane thing. With this one, it was quite easy. I got it up in the air, and he says, go and shoot some silos. So I went over, I shot one. The Ubisoft people told me that's 10 minutes. I did all of that. I found that very fun. It was a bit janky in places, but it was, you were only in a small area, because if you went out the bounds, you need to turn back, it will kick you out the game. So this is basically a demo that they're showing everybody, like everywhere. It's the same, like I've seen it on YouTube, it's the same thing over and over again, which is fine. It doesn't come out till February, so they've got, what we are now, September, October, they've got 5 months to work on it, so I'm sure they'll get there. But Kevin and Pab were having awful times. They didn't even liberate the town that you start in. I got all the way to the man with the plane and got in the air. So they didn't like it. They both cancelled their pre-order right there and then. I was like, oh, fine. I've played all Far Crys. I don't know if Pab has, but I played all of them. So I don't know why they were having such a hard time with it. But I don't know. You'll have to play it at EGX if you go and make your own mind up. But I liked it, and I will play it in February. So there are two games that I have, and that's out. Yeah, that I will play. I did play that Rabbids game slightly for the Nintendo.
The Mario one.
Mhm. It's XCOM, but kind of XCOM-y, but very bright and pretty in Mario. Basically, I played the tutorial. It told you how to work it, how to rush people. Yeah, it was. There's not a lot I can say. Like, if you've played XCOM, you know what it's like. But it's like turn-based. You have to take each other out. You go around your area. There is the way it's not like XCOM is that you move around the whole area as a whole. You don't transition at all. You just go up to like two posts, you go through them, you're in another battle. There is like secret passages to go and get upgrades. But again, because it was only the demo, I didn't know what any of these upgrade things did. It says, oh, if only there was a place that you could find out what this is. I was like, well, I don't know. You've not told me. It's just like, you're the demo. I don't know where I'm supposed to go. But yeah, it was lovely. It does make me want to get Switch. But a Switch is off the table at the moment because you now need a new gaming PC because Kevin has took mine. I no longer have a PC in my front room.
Don't get one from wherever you got one last time.
I know.
We'll advise you on the bits and you'll get a better deal.
Why have you had your other one taken?
Because his laptop is broken.
The new laptop?
Yeah, the one that he got like a year ago. It will play games, but it won't record and play games, and that's what he needs. He needs to record while he's playing, or he doesn't get any of the footage. Or he thinks he's melted something inside. So he's took my one from in here out into the garage. He says I'll get it back because I can't work from a laptop to do my work. I need a proper computer with my laptop next to me and take notes that way because that I work weirdly because of my dyslexia. It sounds weird, but it works for me, and that's how I work. I can't be doing with, like, so say you've got Word open and then flipping onto web pages, that breaks my brain. Whereas if I have a web page open next to me on a different screen or on a different system and I can look through that, that works for me. I can't do it flicking around. So
you could just have two screens on one machine, but yeah.
Yeah, but we don't have two screens because we broke the old one.
Okay.
So he wants, basically, he needs a new PC because his laptop doesn't work. But he says he's going to have it for 3 weeks, see where we're at when the student finance comes through, and then see if we can somehow fund another one so he can have one outside, because obviously he needs it because now he doesn't have a job. He is he is unemployed. But he's self-employed, you know what I mean? He's doing this thing outside, but technically he's employed. He doesn't have a teacher job anymore. So that's all fun and games. So I have not played anything on the PC. I've only played on the PlayStation. What have I played on the PlayStation? I played the Uncharted game. That was a beautiful, beautiful game. Definitely would play. It doesn't add anything to any Uncharted. It just is a bit more of the same, and you play as the women. But it's good. I like it. there's not much to say about it. It is what it is. It's Uncharted. It for girls, basically. Well, by girls. I don't know what I'm trying to say. It's not for girls. It's about the girls' relationship.
With girls in it.
Yes, but it's not Tomb Raider. Even though it does have hints of Tomb Raider.
Did they play that song all the way through it?
What song?
Here come the girls.
No, so like when you turn it on, you play as Chloe and you play as Chloe all the way through. You don't play as Nadine at all. She is just your like sidekick. She helps you now and again with like getting up to ledges, but you don't play her at all. Which is fine. I didn't have an issue with that. It worked fine. The story was fine. It was all fine. I didn't have any issues with it. It was very good. I think it was like 10 hours for me, but that was because there is a section that you can do a lot of stuff in. And I went and did a lot of stuff instead of not doing it because I wanted to know what it did. So I did that. I also bought Pillars of Eternity for the PlayStation 4. Don't understand this game at all.
Isn't it free? I thought it was free.
No, I bought it.
No, it was in the Humble.
Oh, no, I bought it for the PlayStation. It came out on Friday. I played it for about 8 hours and I have no idea what is going on.
It's a re-release.
I see. Yeah,
it's a game that Tyranny was based on. Did you try Tyranny on Steam Library?
No.
So Tyranny game engine was the Pillars of the engine.
Okay, well, I thought this was like Original Sin. It is not. It is completely different.
It's a proper RPG.
Yeah, it is, but there's not a lot of voice acting and trying to read on a, like, I've got a massive screen and trying to read on that, and it just hurts my brain a bit. I've played it for like nearly 10 hours and not had like one trophy or achievement or anything, and I like getting achievements, but I looked on them and they're all ultra rare because I think they're really hard to get, so, which is fine. I just don't think I have time to put it into it, but it was, I don't know what I was expecting from it, but I've got that. And then today I started XCOM 2 again because I was sick. I want to play this game. I like this game, but I kept getting like beaten up completely. I couldn't handle it. So I started it today. I'm doing very well on it. I've now have, instead of just like the four that you have in each party that you go out, I now have five. I have good weapons and I'm just cruising on through. Maybe they fix something in the game. I am on the easiest level because the easiest level is really hard. So I'm just going to play through that and hope for the best. That has been my gaming week since we did this. Not done a lot because we've been going to Legoland and Norton Towers and doing all fun stuff with children. So, yeah, that's me. On to you three people, because I need a drink.
Dave, what have you been playing?
NHS referral letters.
That's not a game.
All right.
I mean, I'm sure someone probably has made a game out of it, like a Papers, Please style, stamping the...
Yeah. HS admin. I have been playing. Well, we played a bit of Rainbow Six Siege together the other night.
Badly, you did a little. Yeah.
I fixed that crash. So my computer kept crashing whenever I tried to open Origin or Uplay by saying no drives in the D drive.
I've had that before with them.
Yeah, so all I did is I deleted my disk drive from the device manager, then rebooted the PC, it reinstalled the disk drive, and everything works perfectly now. So now yeah. I can open Origin without
fixed.
Getting annoyed at me. Yeah, so we played a bit of Rainbow Six Siege. That was okay. I'm not very good, but I do enjoy it.
Garden Warfare, we played Garden Warfare 2.
Oh, God, yeah, I didn't put that on the thing. We did. I finally got around to playing Garden Warfare 2.
Number two. Is that the new one with the corn?
That is with the corn.
Okay, yeah, I know this one.
Pretty cool.
I mean, it's not that new anymore, but yeah, it's good. It's a decent game.
Yeah, it was. It was all right. It's a bit. It's one of these games that's a bit overwhelming when you boot it up.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on.
So much,
especially now. I mean, there's a lot. They added a lot of stuff. So if you boot it up now, but that could be a good thing. I mean, you know, it's just so much stuff to take in.
Yeah,
well, it's so it free on EA Access, isn't it?
Yes, I think so.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah, so it's good fun. I've been enjoying it. I've played some more with you on it, probably. Maybe.
Yeah.
There's not a lot to say. Plants vs. Zombies, nothing's really changed. The game handles the same. There's some more characters. It's still a very child-friendly shooter.
So there is a lot of weird stuff going on in that game. Like, if you just went and played it, you wouldn't know. But there's, like, a lot of hidden stuff in it. And completely bonkers, like hidden messages and tricks and things like that.
You were jammering on about there being gnomes, I think it was.
Yeah, so once you collect all the gnomes, you open a door. But then there's a puzzle behind that door. And, like, the way to solve it is completely ridiculous. I YouTube videoed it, but it's to do with like constellations and all that kind of stuff. It's mental. I can't remember what else there isn't, but there's a lot of stuff in that game. It's definitely a lot of hours in it.
Yeah, so that was a brief sojourn with you, and then I've mostly actually been playing. I played a bit of, so I've got Worlds Adrift on Steam, which I don't know if anyone's seen it, but it's the new game from Bossa Studios.
I tried to play that once.
What happened?
It constantly looked at the ground. I couldn't stop it looking at the ground. I just got infuriating. Trying to work out how to get it to look up. Could get it to look up, and then it just automatically looked down again, and it was a bit weird. I was on mouse look and everything, so I don't know what happened there. Probably got really confused with the amount of controllers I've got connected to the PC. Because I've got, we've obviously got my HOTAS for Elite, I've got the steering wheel, I've got an Xbox One controller, and I think I've got another controller somewhere attached as well. And obviously I've got the two Rift controllers as well, so probably got a bit confused, so I need to give it another go and unplug some controllers.
So I haven't had any of those problems.
Okay.
But it is quite an opaque game at this time, so it's very much in early access. They had a island builder. I don't know if anyone tried that previously, but the island builder was available for quite a while before the release. And the principle of this game is that it's a shared world game, so it's a bit like Elite Dangerous, in that it's not an MMO, but there are a lot of people sharing the same space.
Okay.
And your job is to explore. And you explore the various floating islands in the world by building skyships. So...
All right, yeah.
I don't know what the correct term is, but like the Japanese style actual wooden
sort of
ship.
Airships.
Sails, things, yeah. But you can sort of pimp them out and trick them out and things. But it's got a whole physics system behind that, so your ship actually has to make somewhat sense in the game's physics.
Okay, cool.
And you can obviously upgrade your engines, upgrade your sails, and do all the other bits. And it's awesome. It's a really clever little game. It's just, it's in early access, so there's stuff like I spawned. It didn't really explain to me what I was doing. There's no tutorial in that sense. It told me to use my hookshot equivalent, so I used my hookshot, my sort of grappling rope, got out of the starting area, and then I was on an island, and a giant hornet killed me. I don't know what I did to upset it. I think my mere existence offended it in some way. So I respawned, got back out of the spawn, and the hornet was still there. So after the hornet had killed me about 10 times, he got bored of his game and went on his merry way to do whatever it was. So I shot him. And then he killed me. after admitting defeat to the Hornet, I didn't shoot him again. And I went exploring, and I had a lot of fun gathering stuff and doing everything else. And I was exploring this beautiful cave full of various glowing stuff that I was picking up and learning new things that I could build and building new bits of my ship, which was looking fantastic. And then I fell off the edge of the island and died. And discovered that it's a cruel mistress dying, and that not only did I have to restart without anything that I hadn't put on the special area in the inventory, but I'd collected a lot of stuff that I just had taken for granted. However, it has shown me that it's got a very clever inventory system. So you've got your tool belt, and you've got your inventory, okay. And your tool belt can hold anything that you can fit in it. So even if it's, you know, 80 planks of wood, which have been built into a ship, you can put those in your tool belt if you can get them to fit Resident Evil style on the grid.
Oh, okay, so it's one of those.
Yeah, so it's quite good. So you can literally choose what you want to have safe. So no matter how many times you die, as long as this thing is in your tool belt, you're always spawn with it.
Right.
So I chose to have my gun, some herbs, which I never worked out what they were for, but I assumed Resident Evil style that herbs were important. And that's about it. And I should have had more in there. But I'm waiting for the next patch before I reload it again. It's one of those games. It's a bit like, is it called Golf It? Or This Is Golf? Something. Okay. It's one of those golf games that I got on early access that I'm only going to play once there's a new patch, because Golf It, it is called Golf It. It needs patches.
Yeah, it sounds like the one I've been playing.
What have you been playing?
Boundless.
Oh, yeah, there's this Minecraft one.
Yeah, it used to be called Ought Online or something. It's okay. Coming out on the PlayStation as well. But apparently when this was first in early access, there was no tutorials, nothing. It didn't tell you how to craft anything. It was a bit random. There was no progression. It seemed a bit terrible. But they've added loads of stuff. And I've only just picked it up. It's quite good. It is an MMO. So you pick a region when you first start, and that determines your starting planet. So you start on a planet. You start in Sanctuary. See a planet. You fire a warp crystal to it. Open a warp gate and warp to that planet, and then you build up your base there. And then eventually you can warp to other planets. So I've just finished a big long trek, and I've come.
It's a bit like Katamari.
Come to a city, and they've got loads of warp gates over to other areas, and in fact other countries. So the Europe are sent to one planet to start with, but I can now go to the US planets or other planets, and it's all, it gets a bit complicated after a while because you go. Okay, so where am I? What planet am I on? Because once you hit the cities, all the cities are sort of linked together through these warp gates.
Mm-hmm.
So trying to work out how many warp gates I've gone through and which city I'm in now and how to get back to mine. Seems a bit complicated. But yeah, it's quite a good game. MMO style, Minecraft building, Minecraft blocks.
Do you bump into other people then?
Yeah, I bumped into a couple of people.
Can you interact with them? How can you interact with them?
You can do text chat, and you can wave and things in some emotes. It's all unlocking, and it's just quite complicated though, the unlocking, because you've got skills, you've got attributes, you've got sort of blueprints, effectively. So you unlock crafting recipes, you unlock skills, so the ability to sprint and things. You unlock all those during the tutorial, most of the sprint and creep and all those. But then you can unlock crafting recipes, or you can unlock abilities, you can unlock attribute buffs. So you've got loads of attributes, you've got loads of skills, and it's quite complicated to do, but you can basically say, right, I'm doing exploration, so therefore I want to be able to travel quick. I want to be able to use the grappling hook well, so you can buff your grappling hook. Because that's got a grapple hook as well. So you can effectively have a grappling hook in each arm and just swing your way through the area.
Yeah, well, like what was that game?
Windlands.
Bionic Commando.
Yeah, or whatever, yeah. So like that, but yeah, it's useful for mining. So you can go mining and use a grappling hook to go up and down the mine shafts and things like that. So yeah, it's quite good. I've been playing it for the last 4 days or something, and I'm really getting into it. Whether it'll last, I don't know. We shall see.
So is there a lot of longevity to it?
I don't know. Well, at the moment, there is, because I need to level, but there's a bit of a grind at the moment. Just like there is in Minecraft, really. You need to grind resources.
What's this on? Is this on PC and PS4, is it?
Yeah, it's on PC at the moment, because it's early access, and in theory, PS4 don't have early access.
No, although Ark was only released this week, and it's been on PS4 for a couple of months.
Yeah, and some Unreal, Epic games have been out, haven't they? And they're not really.
Oh, the one on there now, yeah. What is it?
Paragon.
Yep.
So, we'll see.
I think if they state it as a beta rather than early access, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. But they're calling it alpha at the moment, or pre-alpha or something.
For Boundless, is this?
So,
was Boundless not the name of a game that was coming to Xbox and then got cancelled?
I don't know, maybe.
No,
Scalebound. Scalebound.
Okay, right. So it's quite good. I'm enjoying it. So it's on the Steam library if you want to have a go and see what you like.
I might have to give this a go.
Obviously, we can't play together if we're using the Steam library. So,
How much is it?
I think the base version's 25, 26 quid. They sell it.
£26.99 is the base version. If you buy it from the person direct, it's £27.
Okay, so you pay an extra penny.
Yeah.
If you buy it from them direct.
To give it to the developer direct, yeah.
If you buy it from them direct, you can pay up to, what is it, $3,500?
Yeah, they've got some crazy tiers on there.
But $3,500 gets you, I don't know, gets you all sorts of extra. It's another one is like Kickstarter. In the if you back it at the top rate, they give you something like 5 keys or something, and you name in the credits and you get to talk to the developers or whatever, loads and loads of weird things.
I quite like naming the credits.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had Castle Story released 2 weeks ago after, I don't know how many years, 5 years I think it's been in development.
Mm.
And then they've gone through all sorts of PR disasters and stuff because they stopped communicating to backers, or they had a PR person at one point who was quite rude to backers. But eventually they got their shit sorted, and it released last week. And in that, the credit sequence, like, it's like another Minecraft-y type, like voxel-type building one. If you dig down into one of the worlds, it's like called Credits World or something. It like has every backer's name in there.
Okay. Yeah. No. This is. The $3,500 gets you 8 copies of the alpha or beta or whatever, and 30 production keys, a whole bunch of other stuff, and you get a weekly call with the developers.
What are production keys?
What?
Production keys?
As in, you get that many keys when it goes live.
So is it going to be free to play, or?
No.
You get, what, Steam keys, you mean?
Yeah.
You get 30 Steam keys?
Yeah, you get 8 alpha Steam keys and 30 release Steam keys.
That's a lot.
Yeah, but that's $3,500.
Oh, right, yeah, sure. So I thought you were saying that was a regular Kickstarter.
No. Yeah, you pay £7 for one, £27 or £40 for the first one. For one key, then it goes up to £75 for an early access and a release key, and then it goes up and up and up until you're paying £3,500. I don't know whether they're in the UK or whether it's just regionalised, because it's showing me all in UK. It's all in pounds. Oh! These are the guys that made Mistake. That
Marvellous Mistake.
Yeah. Oh, okay, I didn't realise. Oh, this is a bit of a departure from that.
It's good that a developer makes a departure from sort of their comfort zone. I like that.
Yeah, although they did make Polycraft, apparently. I don't know whether that's... Oh, that's a browser game. That looks a bit similar, but it's a browser... Looks like tower defense game. Polycraft. But yeah, then they did... Oh, it is. A 3D action tower defense game. You can play that in your browser for free, by the looks of it. But yeah, this is good. I've played quite a lot. I've played it at lunchtime, played it in the car, because it plays on my tablet. I have to take all the settings down to minimal, but it will play on my tablet, so I can play it anyway. It's a nice thing. It does require a fair, meaty internet access, though. Because I was on 3G, or 4G, sorry, I was getting intermittent connection failures to the server because it couldn't cope with the bandwidth. They recommend 5 meg bandwidth minimum to play it.
It's fairly punchy.
That's fairly punchy. But then you are effectively playing server Minecraft MMO.
Well, download speed, I'm assuming, not upload speed.
It just says 5 meg connection, but normally you measure the download speed, don't you?
That's quite a lot, but I don't know.
Going back.
You playing anything else?
Yeah.
Go on then, Dave.
I have. We've got Sidelined, but Aaron is unbounded. I've been playing... Well, I've been trying to play Rift, but I've had to go through account recovery and stuff like that on that, because it's been so long that I don't
Rift
have...
the MMO, not the Oculus Rift. No, Oculus Rift.
No, Rift the MMO.
I've got Rift as well.
Isn't it free now?
I thought, you know what, I fancy playing some... It is free. And I thought I fancy playing some, but of course the phone that I had the authenticator set up on is long dead. So I had to go through account recovery and stuff, which actually, I've got to say, hats off to them, is a pretty slick system with those guys. Even if it's beyond recovery and you can't remember your security questions, they go through various verification things like, how did you pay for Rift, or what do you use it on? So I used it on Steam. They're like, what is your Steam user ID? What is your product key on Steam? La la la.
Okay.
And so they went through it that way. So I got my account back and I've forgotten all about it until I just got asked to write my little list. So I will play some Rift. But I've forgotten about it because I've gone RPG.
Okay.
You know how like every so often I will suddenly get a little sort of RPG tickle, and I'll go off on one on RPGs. Well, I've done it on the 3DS at the moment, so I have gone into Dragon's Quest VIII, which I might have talked about on the show previously. And Monster Hunter Stories, which I know I've been annoying you all about on the WhatsApp group.
Yeah.
Is it even multiplayer, this Monster Hunter Stories?
Yeah, I believe you can do stuff with people on the internet, but it's on the 3DS, so it won't be the easiest thing to do, but it is a thing.
Why is it called Monster Hunter Stories if it's not a...
Monster Hunter Stories is amazing. I'm really enjoying the demo. It's everything I could want from a RPG, and it does everything that Dragon's Quest doesn't do. So Dragon's Quest has got a great story. Great, I have talked about this on the show. Dragon's Quest has got the whole English voiceovers thing, where your sidekick's a little bit all right, mate, and the king speaks very properly, and everyone's in an English accent, even though it's a Japanese game. A bit like what's it called? Ni no Kuni. So everyone's, you know, gibbering away in their British accent. It's all great. My problems with Dragon's Quest isn't actually the game itself. It's the menus. It's a very menu-heavy RPG, and it doesn't make things very obvious to understand. Like, what is the difference between a potion and a ether? And what is a this and a that? And they all do different things to what I'm used to. So I've got to get used to it. And it's got a system that I've never come across before, which Monster Hunter has as well. So it's obviously a Japanese RPG thing, a JRPG thing, which is a battle bag. So it's a separate item store to your, it's a separate item declaration to your main items. So you'll collect all your items, and they're in your items menu. That's fine. That's RPG. I can do that. Then it's got battle items, which are items that you have said you would like access to in battle. But each character can only have sort of 5 or 6, which adds a layer of strategy. But I didn't know that was a thing. And I was getting hammered in these fights. These fights are hard, even from the beginning of the game. This is not a game that takes any quarter. And yeah, it's just gone on the back burner a little bit, because Monster Hunter doesn't do that. Monster Hunter works you up slowly and kindly, and shows you the ropes and teaches you everything. And it's got an annoying little tutorial cat that actually is quite humorous, but at the same time annoying. And it's got a lovely Japanese-y manga-y art style, and it, you change your, it does little things, like you can change your hair whenever you fancy it, and you can change your everything whenever you fancy it. You just can't change your gender when you fancy it, which is a limitation that I don't quite understand. And it's got character, and it's fun. The battle system, I don't know how Monster Hunter works. I've never played one of the main Monster Hunter games, but Monster Hunter Stories, the battle system, the way that it works is you've got three main attack types. You've got power, strength, and technical, or technique. And it's like rock, paper, scissors, so each one's better than another, but worse than another. And you've got to learn the different monster varieties and their battle strategies. But then on top of that, you've got a monster that fights alongside you because you're a rider. And you can team up and sort of tag team with your monster if you manage to work out what move your monster's going to use next and things like that. And then you've got another system on top of that called Kinship, which is basically your break meter. And that then opens up a whole new thing, because you can choose to ride on your monster once your monster trusts you enough. So in the middle of battle, you can sort of stack up, and that then doubles your health bar. So you, if you're about to die and you stack with your monster, you've suddenly got more health. And you've got a whole new range of attacks and defense available to you. So yeah, it's really good. Like, the combat's fun and engaging enough, as much as it needs to be. But the world exploration's great. It takes 2 seconds to sort of gather, and it's compelling to go and explore. And it's got a nice use of the 3D in the 3DS, and it's brilliant. I'm really enjoying it. Really enjoying it, to the point that I have cancelled, I can't remember what it is, I've cancelled one of my silly, I've cancelled Assassin's Creed pre-order, and I pre-ordered Monster Hunter instead.
Oh, Monster Hunter World?
Monster Hunter's Stories.
Oh, okay.
Because I think I'll get more fun out of it. It's on the 3DS, so I can play it anywhere. I wish it was on the Switch, because it would give me a good reason to get the Switch.
Do you not have one?
No, I'm going. There have been rumours when I've been whinging about it that one might arrive for my birthday in February.
Oh.
So I will sit on my hands until February. I might get one X.
You're buying an X?
No.
That would imply the past tense.
No.
Yeah. Do you know what? Here's my rationale with this.
Here we go. Justify it.
If I don't want it, by the time it comes out, I'll sell it on eBay for a fortune.
If they're scarce.
Because it's
if anyone else still wants them.
Well, they're currently going on eBay for an extra 150, 200 quid.
Yeah.
How are they already on eBay? February.
Because people like me pre-ordered the banner.
Mm.
But mine's not. That is one thing that I want to do. I sort of reserve. I've got my ticket in the queue, and I will make a decision about if I want to stay in the queue or not. Mm. But I feel like the X offers more value than the Pro.
What are you going to play on it?
I'll just play my regular Xbox games. But here's the rub. Unlike the Pro, the X has got system-level super sampling, so every game will look better. It doesn't do that whole funny turning off one core, one half of the chip thing.
I prefer being on my PlayStation, and I've paid for it.
I completely respect that.
Yeah.
As you know, I don't love the PlayStation controller even to this day.
Why don't you just get one of those new controllers?
Because they're horrible.
What, the Nico one?
Yeah. Yeah, they reviewed really badly, and they're meant to be
dreadful. Yeah, it's horrible, because it's like an Xbox controller.
Yeah. So I'm very much looking forward to the X, and it will enable me to play games without needing to get a new PC at the moment.
My PC
is at the point where, although I would prefer PC, because that's...
Yeah.
I'm in my study the whole time. To upgrade my PC now requires a new chip, motherboard, RAM, because it will have to be DDR4, and graphics card.
Are you going to do that at some point, though, aren't you?
I am, but I did that cheeky upgrade on the CPU, so I've got a 6-core server Xenon in there now.
Yeah.
And that will do me probably for another 2 to 3 years, realistically, because I'm not 4K ready in the study. I'm all on 1080 in the study.
Okay.
So my 970 is more than enough to power virtually everything that's thrown at it. There's just no foreseeable upgrade that I need or want, apart from probably a bigger hard drive at some point. Whereas the X, because I split the signal, I can play on 1080 very easily in the study with super sampled graphics and all the other jazz, and I can play in 4K in the bedroom through the same cabling without having to faff about with the PC changing resolutions and stuff.
Okay. I've just got 4K on the PC now.
Oh wow, you've upgraded your graphics card?
No.
Just your monitor?
Just my monitor.
What monitor did you go for? They're expensive, those 4K monitors.
Not that expensive. I just went for a Philips.
How much was that?
Three, I think.
You see, for me, that's expensive. The last time I bought a monitor, it was 100 quid.
Yeah, but if you want a decent one...
That's a Samsung television, it's fine.
Yeah, okay.
I'm waiting. I won't upgrade my monitors until HDR is a standard that exists properly, and it's not just people making it up as they go along.
Okay.
Because I feel like HDR makes more of a difference than the resolution. But maybe you'll tell me otherwise. Go on, tell us about your monitor.
Well, it's a nice big monitor. The big problem I've got is that I have multiple monitors. And having multiple monitors with different resolutions and different pixel densities on Windows 10 is a nightmare.
So I've got two resolutions. I've got 1920x1200 in front of me, and my side monitor is 1080. So it's not a huge difference.
No, it's not a huge difference. Because the problem is that on the 4K monitor, you want bigger fonts.
Mm-hmm.
And if that's your main monitor, some programs don't resize their fonts depending on what monitor they're displaying on. So therefore you will get big fonts on the 1080p monitor instead of just...
Can you not set that through the NVIDIA control panel? You know, not the easy slider one, the detailed one.
To what? It's the program though, isn't it?
Yeah, but Windows has a setting for font size.
It does, and I think... And that only works if the program recognises it. Because the program will get the font size, but then it has to recognise when you move it to another monitor. So if you drag a window onto another monitor, it has to recognise that and redo the font sizes. Most of them get the font size for the main monitor and just use that.
Okay.
Some do it right, some don't. So it gets a bit complicated. So as a result, I'm mostly just using one monitor at the moment. Which is fine for gaming, because you really only want one monitor if you're gaming in 4K. Because sometimes I have trouble pushing 4K, because I've only got a 1070. So I can't have, you know, super duper ultra and 4K on some games, because my machine isn't good enough for it. So I either have to down the resolution or down the quality. So, but yeah, it's a nice little monitor. I had to faff around with cables and settings and stuff to get it actually to work in 4K, but it is there now. And then, as I say, I've been playing Boundless and Elite Dangerous. That's the games I've been playing. And I've only been playing Elite on the headset, so. And I don't know whether Boundless does 4K. So, I don't know whether I've actually made that much use of it since I've got it. But it's there. In theory, I could use it.
It's the next logical leap, isn't it? I'm just waiting for it to come down in price a bit.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think if there's anything else I've been playing. Monster Hunter Stories, I could wax lyrical about all night. Really good fun. Really enjoying it. Full of character. It doesn't take itself seriously. It's simple to play, but it has some depth. And, yeah. I'm really enjoying it. Oh, there was another thing that I played. The Adventures of Mana. Because, of course, it's been the summer holiday, so we've all been off, haven't we?
Yes, we have been off. That's a point I've probably played.
So I've been playing The Adventures of Mana on the Vita, which is the... Let me get this right.
Is this related to The Secrets of Mana?
Yes. It's the one from the Game Boy. Mystic Quest, was it? Just Googling. Final Fantasy Adventure, it was called. It's called Mystic Quest in the UK. And it looked like... That bad boy there that I've just had, like a green cover with a suit of armour on it.
Okay. Works very well on the podcast, that.
Yeah. So, green background, suit of armour. Anyway, so they've remade it for the Vita from head to toe. It's got a full, nice graphics makeover, new soundtrack, but you can choose which soundtrack you want to have. You don't have to have the new one. You can switch back to the old chiptunes one, which is what I've done. And it's awesome. It's good fun. It's flawed. Very flawed. Because it's an old Game Boy game from probably something like 92. However, it's what I wanted to play at the time, which is an action RPG that had an awesome soundtrack, and I'd forgotten how good that soundtrack was. And when I booted it up and it was all the new sounds, I was thinking, this isn't right, this is why. I remember this game having a really good soundtrack, because I played this in the car a lot. And then I switched it to the old sort of the old chip tunes. Oh, it's brilliant. Just absolutely fantastic. Everyone needs to play this. I think it's like £6 on the Vita or something. I had some a refund because I didn't get Full Throttle in the end on the Vita. Got on the phone. So yeah.
How did you get a refund?
You can get refunds now on PlayStation. If you technically the refund policy is if you've downloaded it, you can't get a refund. But if you haven't downloaded it and it's within 2 weeks, I think that's right. I don't quote me on the timescale, but you can get a refund.
Mm.
And it's the same, or it's even better on Steam and Xbox, because even if you've downloaded it and started playing it, as long as you haven't played more than a certain amount of time, you can get a refund. And they just credit it back onto your Sony account.
That's handy.
Awesome. Yeah, very handy. I had to argue it for this one. I did it once before, and they're like, all right, I can see you downloaded it, but you've got no playtime. Refunded it. Have fun. That was it. It was for Finch that you made me download. What's it called? What Remains of...
Edith Finch.
So I downloaded that from PlayStation, and then it came out like a day later on Xbox. I was like, ooh, Switch. And yeah, got a full refund on that. And then I had to try and argue it with Full Throttle, but I still got it.
Okay.
I've never ever got one from PlayStation, even when games just don't work.
So you're... No, because you've already downloaded it. The official PlayStation policy is you're not allowed
you
to
never
download
get
it.
A refund, yet. I did it when took money for Plus, and I was like, I just don't... They'd already took it, but I was like, I can't afford it. I can't eat this week now. And they were like, well, yeah, but we've took it. Now you have it. I was like, but I need that money to eat. And they're just mean about it. But their customer service for other things except refunds is flawless. In my experience, yeah.
So Sony, I have argued it successfully now. And there are ways. I basically pointed out the fact that Microsoft and Steam offer infinitely more flexible policies for the same service, and by not offering it, they're just abusing their position as market leader. And I think basically the amount of times I just emailed this poor customer services rep, he probably just gave up in the end.
They normally just end up ignoring you on PlayStation. They just don't reply. That's what I found.
No, I got into quite a good. I'll tell you what, you carry on, and I'm going to go and dig out my customer service tirade that I had with him.
I'm not that. You don't have to go get it. It's,
oh no, I'm on my way.
Oh dear.
So what have you been doing then, Simon?
I've been playing PlayerUnknown Battlegrounds. Still.
You're still playing that one?
I am. Been playing some squads in it, though. It's a good game.
Yeah, that's what you and 8 million other people say.
Is it 8 million now, people?
Yes, I believe it's 8 million.
Jeez, wow.
Yeah.
It's fun. It's addictive, too, I guess, but...
I like watching it, but I couldn't play it. I'd get all nervous and stuff.
It was a bit stressful, but, you know, you just press play and go again.
Mm-hmm. It's very fun to watch, I must say.
I'm still the only one who's played this. None of you have joined the 8 million yet.
No. I don't have a computer, so no, I can't.
Not even Kev's been persuaded by the Twitch prowess.
No. He just likes his football manager and his wrestling manager thing that he does. But I can see why people like it. It is very fun, and the end when it's like when they win a chicken dinner, like what other game says that? It's mental.
So but I've come close. Well, I've won 3 times now, but I've come close another couple of times.
I keep seeing this and thinking, must return to Planetside.
Why does that remind you of Planetside?
It's just big battles across a big open area. It's obviously a completely different game. It's an MMO FPS.
But that's gone all... It's out of Sony's hands now, isn't it?
Yeah, it's Daybreak now. I still keep in touch because I still like the idea of it. I just need to find a decent group to play with. Because half of it is finding a nice group to play with, group of people to be on Discord or whatever with. It used to be TeamSpeak, and yeah.
It's free though, isn't it? Completely it is, free.
It's microtransactions.
Yeah.
So you can buy skins and things, and XP boosters and things. But yeah, it's all free. Oh no, I think you can actually buy guns.
Oh dear, that doesn't sound good.
I think you can.
Here we go. I found it. Didn't actually take that much effort to do this.
Yeah. So you can actually buy guns, but you can earn them just as reasonably quickly in game.
Sorry, what were we talking about?
Planetside 2.
Planetside 2.
Oh, okay, fine. You still playing it?
No, I keep thinking about going back. Every time I see PUBG, I think, oh yeah, Planetside 2. Because I'm not going to be into PUBG, because I'm not good at shooters. But the squad-based stuff... actually, some people were saying how good the squad stuff is in PUBG, playing the big 8-person teams and things.
Oh, that must be custom map
that's
then.
Custom map, yeah.
So I've not tried that. I've been doing 4-person teams on the Discord, like on the PUBG Discord, just for me, I'm matching up with randoms. Okay. Most people seem quite nice. There are a few toxic people, but you know.
Yeah, you usually find that, especially really competitive games.
But people don't tend to be. They tend to be a lot more friendly than you'd find in a lot of the like League of Legends, Dota. People tend to be a lot better in this. I don't know what else I've been... I'm trying to think if I've been playing it. I've played Plants vs. Zombies quite a lot. I don't think I've played much else. I've played little bits of little things. I went without internet for 2 weeks. That's why I've not played anything.
Oh my God, how did you survive?
I went out and met real people. No, I'm joking. I don't know what I did. I think I worked my way through my Skybox films.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah, I've been busy most weekends. So this last weekend was the first weekend I've not been away, off doing stuff or prepping for stuff. Or
that was the other thing, just keeping myself busy at the weekends.
Yeah, because during the week I have a couple of hours each night to do something. But yeah, it's not much. And normally that's spent doing Elite. So I've been buying games, but I've not been playing them, so I need to get back into that.
Welcome to my world.
Yeah, so I've got Hellblade, so I must play that at some point.
What's that then?
That's, it's sort of a strange story horror type game. I don't really play horror games, but yeah, it's sort of a Viking based game. It is weird.
It deals with mental health, apparently.
It does. It's all about... The main character has mental health issues. What's her name? Senua?
Yeah.
I'll play that at some point. And then I've got the Life is Strange new game. Not that I've finished the original Life is Strange yet. So... That's a prompt for me to go and back and finish Life is Strange so I can then play the new one. Oh, the new one's not supposed to be as good.
Is that out?
Yes. It's in the Steam library.
What, the new one? Nice.
So I've got that now. So I've not played it yet. I must get around to playing it. I want to finish the first one first. But this is a pre-story. Not by the same guys. Because they're doing a new one. They're doing another Life is Strange. But this is by some other team. Was it? I can't remember who made the Life is Strange. But yeah, this one's by another team. Set in the universe, but it's the pre-one. So it's before... It's called Before the Storm. So it's before... it's when...
The Storm.
When Chloe left. No, not Chloe.
Rachel?
No.
Barbara?
No, not... It's about Rachel and...
Esmeralda.
No, Mac? No, not Max. Chloe. It's Rachel and Chloe. when Max has gone off to wherever she went.
Barbados.
Because Max leaves. Because the story, the Life is Strange is about Max returning, isn't it? And then the storm and everything and rewind powers. But this one's about while she's away, the friendship of Rachel and Chloe. So yeah, so I'll play it at some point. Obviously, you don't need to have played the other one. Yeah. But I did get the extended one, I think. So I got the extra story. There's an extra piece, extra chapter you get if you do the extended version. So that's there. I don't know whether you'll get to play it.
I still need to finish the first.
Yeah, I do.
Season.
Yeah, I need to
do. I think I'm on episode one still.
Oh no, I'm about episode three. It's there was something I can't remember. Was it the shooting bottles or something that really annoyed me? Or something. I can remember something really annoying me and putting me off it. But I must go back.
Because
the first episode I actually rinsed so much trying to get the best, the absolute best route through that I could possibly do by just talking to everyone and finding out all the things I wanted to do, planning it, and then it all fell apart in the second one, I think, because it gets all a bit complicated.
I need to finish the first one.
Yeah, yeah, that's
like you.
Yeah, I don't think many people did it.
I got distracted by the Telltale games instead.
Well, this is not the time of year, is it? Everything is coming out and happening.
I don't know what Odd Touch is coming up. I don't know. There's not much that I'm thinking. Oh, I need to get that.
There was something in VR that I wanted to get that's coming out.
You know, Warner Brothers has completely put me off Shadow of Mordor, Shadow of War.
Why?
Oh, I just saw this loot shit. And
what was happening with the loot thing?
They're doing loot boxes, aren't they?
No.
Yes. Yeah.
A single player game.
Yep. Yeah, and there's lots of and there's so much DLC in it and everything. They released a character that they're charging £5 for.
But that's giving money towards the developer's family. Like, I can't get that.
Only if you live in 45 of the American states.
What?
Yep. And not all the money.
Yeah. Less sympathy.
And it's £5. What else? There were other ones. So that's put me off that. Assassin's Creed? I don't need to pick up Assassin's Creed straight away. I'll wait till it's cheap.
Yep, ditto.
I don't need Call of Duty this time. I've not even played. I've got two copies of Infinite Warfare sitting here and I've not played them, so.
I've got one installed, though, now, which is a start.
Yep, so we need to give that a go.
Aaron, if you want a copy.
That?
You can Infinite Warfare on the PlayStation. I've literally got one you can have.
Yeah, maybe. Whatever. It's a shame on a console.
But it's free.
Yeah, I know. But I've got loads of games I've bought that I haven't played.
Wow, there you go. There's a free one. Yeah. There seems to be a lot more coming to Aaron talking at you because you've not been around really for the summer. There seems to be a lot more coming out. Content-wise on PlayStation VR than there is on Rift or HTC.
Okay.
Or is that just my Reddit?
It might be yours. I don't know. I've seen a few things. But I've not really been paying that much attention. Basically all I'm playing is Elite Dangerous on the Rift.
Is that it?
That's about all I'm playing. Well, it's about all I'm playing. Full stop. Because I've been doing... Mm-hmm. I've been getting quite deep into the power play stuff. And that just takes so long. To do all the background sim and all that lot. It's ridiculous. There's a whole bunch come out. But I don't know whether there's any big games come out. That's the thing.
So on PlayStation, there's been a fair few things. There was the Spider-Man Homecoming VR experience, which was a VR experience. Then they had a sort of a spat of catch-up. So they had Arizona Sunshine, Fantastic Contraptions, Super Hot, those sort of things coming out.
Yeah.
But now, they seem to be way ahead. I mean, they've got Spark, which is that sports game from CCP who make Eve,
yeah.
Which is kind of like tennis in space. It's quite good.
Okay.
They got... Well, I'll read you the list. So, from there, they got Sneaky Bears, Gunheart, Don't Knock Twice, Gran Turismo Sport. That's not out yet. Monsters of the Deep, Final Fantasy 15. Oh, that's now November. But I just feel like there's constantly more stuff coming out on it. Polybius came out over the summer. Farpoint, VR carts.
Yeah, VR carts as well. Because there's a whole X Rebirth VR edition is on Rift. If you're into the 4X games.
Yeah, I don't know if it's the sort of thing I play in VR.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch. Res Infinite came out. I'm just trying to look through the Oculus thing now. There's a whole bunch of stuff I've never heard of. But then I've not been paying attention. Echo Arena, everyone's.
Yeah, that looks good, but I need to set up my room scale space for that.
Yeah, the thing is, I've not got room scale. Because the ceiling's too short, and everyone wants you to lift your arms in room scale, so I can't do it. There's a load of shootery games coming out of VR.
Sports Bar VR, I noticed, came out on the Rift.
Yes,
the one that you got on the PlayStation. Yep.
Yes. That was on PlayStation for ages, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. It was.
Yeah. Because I've got it on PlayStation. But yeah, there's a whole bunch of stuff.
I'm just going to go, how do I get this? Does Rift have, like, sort by most recent? Probably not.
If you go to new releases.
New releases, here you go.
And then you can do see all. So and then
Rift, we've got Blasters of the Universe, VR, Bullet Hell,
yeah, don't know
Mortal Blitz, yeah. Headmaster, Sneaky Bears. That's out on PlayStation as well, Sneaky Bears.
I don't know what Unseen is.
Where's that, Aaron?
The top row.
Don't know. Form. Yeah. What's Form?
No idea.
Human Mind. No, it's just an experience style game. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like there's
The Giant Cop one. That one's out now, isn't it?
Giant Cop is out, but it's not meant to be very good.
That's annoying.
I know. Big shame. It is a big shame. There is something called the Rift Toolbar or the Rift Tool Tray. The Rift Tray or something. And you can basically link Steam VR to Rift, so you can just switch between the two while you're in your Rift menu.
There's the VR Toolbox, I've seen. I don't know what that is.
What's the tower? That looks brilliant.
Oh, the tower. The tower is supposed to be really good. I don't know whether it is.
That looks lovely.
Oh no, that's a different one.
It looks like the tower is a get to the top of the tower game.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that looks good.
Okay.
It's a gauntlet style game, constantly on the move, it's quite fun. Get your hands on objects and they judder.
There's a whole bunch of small games coming out for them. And it's whether you like that sort of stuff. It's the same as Steam. It's finding the good ones amongst all the other stuff that's being released.
Yeah. Oh, talking of that, the Humble this month I thought was a bit...
I don't know, I've not...
Banner Saga 2. I'm trying to remember what it had. Yeah, Worms, Banner Saga 2, Stories Untold, Killing Floor 2. It was alright. What, for £8?
Yeah.
Yeah, the VR game I want next is Rick and Morty.
Oh yeah, I'm waiting for that to go on offer.
Yeah.
That's meant to be superb.
It went down in price a bit, but not... I think it's on sale. Is it on sale now? No, it's not. It's 23.
No, I don't think so.
They're on their summer sale, aren't they?
Bridge Crew's on the summer sale.
Yeah, I've got that, man.
Down to 18 quid on Rift.
Yeah, I bought it on Rift.
Yeah. Trouble is the servers don't work properly, do they?
Well, they didn't. I don't know whether we ought to give it another go and see if they've fixed some of the cross-play issues.
Yep, I'll be up for that.
Yeah, we'll do that at some point. Because that's a seating game, so I can play that.
Yes.
Yeah, Giant Cop's down to a tenner.
Is it?
Yeah.
Ooh. But is it worth a tenner?
I don't know. What's the other one? Is it Jones or something? I've been looking at. Not Space Jones. Family Jones or something? I don't know. It's... Oh yeah, the Steam sale will have finished by the time this episode comes out, by the way. It finishes tonight. So.
There's a Steam sale?
Oh, sorry, no.
Don't even know.
Oh, I see.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I
don't know. I play VR games that I like in VR, but it's...
I needed to clear some space, and I've slowly started to reclaim my office space. So now that I'm reclaiming my office space, I will be back on VR, because I can actually put the controllers down on a desk in front of me and not have them bury themselves under paper.
I want to find a way of being able to play it downstairs. So
I'm guessing it doesn't work through Steam streaming.
No. So I want a way of doing that. So I don't know whether to just move my PC closer to the locked hatch.
Build a second PC.
What, and then unplug and re-plug it in?
Yeah.
In different locations.
Just have extension cables, so you can just literally just plug that in.
You could have a mini extension cable, couldn't you? Because you don't want a big extension cable, because it just won't work. So I've tried that.
I've got 3 meter ones that work.
Yeah. So I could do that. And then do some room scale. But the thing is, then I've got a PC in another room, and I don't think I'm allowed that. That's the reason why I'm stuck up in the loft. However, if I could just basically take the Rift, the controllers, and a couple of sensors down and play the game there, that would be fine. If I could somehow find a long extension cable that would reach into the bedroom, because I've got some space there, I could play, then that would be great. I could only play for an hour or so, but at least that's an hour worth of room scale. But, yeah, we'll see. We'll see what comes up on the next iteration, because obviously Windows headsets are coming out soon.
Oh yeah, you'll be able to use them with all those wonderful Steam VR games, won't you?
You can use it in Minecraft.
Yeah. Apparently there's going to be something like 15 games or something that work in it on the Windows Store.
Great. I could get a cardboard and I'll probably have more games.
Here's the thing. If you clicked on the little link at the bottom of that article that you sent... Mm-hmm. Apparently Microsoft and Valve are working together to establish a open VR standard.
There is already an open VR. OS VR. But obviously that's too open for Microsoft.
Yes.
Microsoft.
Well no, I do get their reservations when it's going to be working sort of at that level on an operating system.
Why? They don't have to be open source. Their bit. Because they write the drivers and expose it as a standard to OS VR. OS VR then write their bit. The amount of layers there are these days. Okay, they won't allow open source drivers. Well, they do, but yeah. They'll maybe not back it. We'll see. We'll see how it is. The fact that there are multiple standards out there already, having Microsoft come up with yet another standard, just for their sake of their headsets, just VR's split enough as it is.
Yeah, I feel like having something like a DirectX standard for VR will make a huge difference.
Yeah, but then it'll... Yeah, it ties us again to Windows. I'm hoping... I just wish I...
You
want to
go Apple?
But, you know.
Well, you could go to Apple. After all, they're going to have the biggest augmented reality thing on the market.
I don't trust Apple.
I trust them. Well, I just don't think it's going to be brilliant.
Their products have been a bit mediocre.
Except for the iPhone 8, which is going to be everything that every Google phone has been for the last 5 years.
Yes.
I'm a bit cynical. Inevitably, I will still go iPhone, my next phone, but I do feel a bit cynical.
I won't, because I don't want to pay the Apple tax.
Right. You see, I prefer to pay the Apple tax and maintain integrity of my data to some degree.
Yes, okay. You can get round that, but you know. But
yeah. Do you know what? I can't be bothered.
I know.
Especially with all the stuff that I do for work. I just need to know that anything that I put on there is fine. And happy. And not going to go anywhere. Google's massive advertising servers where my patients will suddenly start to get advertising recommendations.
Yes.
That's the sort of thing. That's
why. Yeah, I'm aware. I'm aware because I've just been I've been looking at backing up my photos. Look at a Google photo and they are allowed to use any of your photos for what they want.
Yeah. How's that even a thing?
It always has been. It's like Twitter or Facebook. If you post to them, they have rights to use those photos.
Do they?
Yes. If you put your photos on Facebook, they have the right to use them.
I better take that picture down then, hadn't I?
I think there's some sort of thing about they will tell you about it. But I think the wording is tell you, not ask you. So, yeah. There's all sorts of stuff like that. Most providers now will do that.
Oh, I'll tell you what has been happening. Sorry, completely off topic. Talk to providers and things. Have you seen the whole Summer of Rift sale?
Yes.
$399, including touch.
Yeah, that's been around for a while.
So, yeah, but we haven't done a show for the summer.
We did mention it, but I think it was lost in the bit that I wasn't talking.
Lost in the wash.
Because Vive have now dropped their price.
To $599. Yeah. Or $499. $599, I think it is.
Yeah, I think so. It's still a lot more, significant more than the Rift.
Hmm.
Yeah, we'll see. I don't know what their next plan is.
Who's next plan?
Oculus and Steam VR, HTC.
Don't know.
I assume there's something coming.
Why? Because they're all dropping their prices to shift the units.
No. It's just that it's been a while. Because the touch controllers came out early this year, didn't they? They were...
Was it this year or was it last year?
I thought it was this year. I could be wrong. I thought it was sort of March this year or something. Didn't we pre-order them about Christmas last year?
I don't remember.
And they came out early this year. I think so. I could be wrong. I could be completely wrong and I could get a whole year out. But yeah, so yeah, I don't know. I think. Yeah, no, I don't think I had them for Christmas. Because I don't think I took them in. Anyway, but so I reckon next couple of months there'll be another announcement, and there'll be some more pre-orders for release next year. But I don't know. Is that going to be wireless? Is that just going to be a slight bump in headset?
Well, it doesn't look like Windows or mixed reality headsets are going to be the disruptive fact that everyone thought, because they're more expensive than they were originally going to be.
Because they did say £200, didn't they?
Yeah, I think they're now actually £300. So not like, you know, infinitely more.
Yeah, but can't you... How much was the Rift? £400?
£399.
Yeah, see, if you get a headset for £300, why not pay the £400 and get the controllers too?
I know, but here's the thing. The mixed reality ones all have external tracking, like inside-out tracking.
Yeah. What's the field of view on that tracking?
Pretty good, I think.
As in, does it do leap motion? Can it track your hands?
I don't know, Aaron. I haven't used one.
Yeah, we'll have to, I don't know. I reckon this initial release won't be very good. I reckon they'll be functional, but that's about it.
No, people are saying the... Which one is it? I think it's the Asus that people are saying is surprisingly brilliant.
Okay.
It's like the dark horse of the pack.
Yeah, because I wasn't expecting much from this one, but I thought the next iteration would be great.
Mm-hmm.
Where they've worked out what people want to do with it. Because that's the problem. Obviously, they've got the initial release. Obviously, they've got the Vive and the Rift to look at. And, in fact, PSV off to some extent. But it is hands that people want. The hands make the experience.
Yeah, which game was it that showed face tracking? It was Star Citizen, wasn't it?
That looked quite interesting, but obviously the problem with face tracking and VR headset is that you're going to have to put face tracking inside and outside of the headset.
Mm-hmm.
To get the whole face. Unless you really do have really good small VR headset. Like the old Visuks, or whatever it was called. That basically was a visor around your face. That was a tiny, tiny little headset. But your field of view was, you know, it was like wearing one of those medieval knight's helmets. You could barely see anything. You're looking to a tiny slit of space. But yeah, we'll see. We'll see what happens. Yeah, that technology looked great. But obviously that means you're not in VR. But they're not doing VR yet. In fact, they're not doing much at the moment. I did have another go in it. But I'll wait for 3.0 on Star Citizen to have another go. Because all that technology is coming out in 3.0.
Is that how it works?
Yeah, they've got a new Alpha 3.0 coming out, or whatever, 3.0, coming out. Apparently
3.0 something.
Yeah, I don't know whether they're calling it Alpha, Beta, or what they're calling it, but version 3.0 of whatever phase they're in now is the one that has more planets, actual planets that you can travel between, actual... proper missions and all this stuff. I don't know if the face recognition is coming in 3.0 or 3.1. But yeah, they're doing spatial audio and all sorts of stuff. So it's looking okay. But yeah, there's still no date as to when we're going to get more than, you know, three planets or three moons or whatever. But it's impressive, but yeah. When we get it, we'll get it. We'll see. I still have to find out about insurance.
For what? Star Citizen?
Yeah.
it'll probably cost real money.
Yeah, probably. Because obviously, if I destroy my ship,
yeah,
then obviously, if I decide to go mad and buy a 200 quid ship,
and which is possible. Yeah, oh,
trust me, 200 quid is a low price for their ships.
Serious?
Yes.
Crazy.
Well, it's a reasonable ship for 200, but it's not by no means one of the bigger ships. So if I pay 200 quid for a ship and then crash it on day one, then what? They were talking about insurance, meaning you get your ship, but you may have to, obviously you have to pay something, and then you have to wait for it to be created, and maybe you have to do some missions to get your ship back or something. So my thought is, well, okay, then what? If I haven't got the money to pay whatever my insurance premium, do I just lose my ship and that's it? All that money's just disappeared.
Mm.
And I assume I can earn money in the game to then buy a ship. But are those really expensive out of game money purchases? So if the £1,000 ship, how much in game time will I need to spend to get that?
I don't know. It's the whole attitude to the game turned me off completely.
Yeah. The whole balance between out of game money and in game money, and what the loot cycle is, and what the death penalties are, and all this lot, we don't know yet. A lot of the tech inside the game looks good, but we don't know what the actual loop is, or the game is, what the consequences are, that sort of stuff. Is it going to be like Eve, where you can, you know, spend months and months building a ship, and then some briefer just destroys it in 5 minutes, and then you're back to stage one?
Who knows?
I think it might be, because, you know, you've got Care Bear zones where you've got high police presence and stuff they've been talking about, so we'll see. But anyway, that's Star Citizen. Who knows whether that's ever going to release?
Well, it will release, but...
Well, will it release in the state that they say it's going to release?
God, I don't actually care. I don't care. Well, do you care?
Well, I've got a ship.
Do you?
Yeah, I own Star Citizen. Well, I own a rewarded Star Citizen. I've got the tiniest little ship, one-man ship you can get.
It's your own fault, Aaron. Just encouraging them. What I want to do now is I just want to go around on a round table for top three. Let's just go for silly season games that you're definitely getting. Let's start off with you, Mr. Sarcastic Sai.
I'd say that I'm not getting any. There's nothing.
There is zero this silly season that you're going to get.
Nope. I'll get the Uncharted game at some point, but I don't need to buy it. I'm sure I'll buy some stuff, but it'll, when it comes up on deal, there's nothing multiplayer that I'm really
What about
needing.
Destiny 2?
Nope, I never bothered with any of the stuff in Destiny 1 after the core game, and I burnt out on the core game. I played a lot of it, and then after that, nothing. So I just feel like I'm wasting my time on it. Like, I had a nice crew to go around with them, but now, I'm not going to find the time to do it now.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
Like, fair enough.
The people I was playing with then, everyone's moved on to different games. I don't think anyone's going back to Destiny 2.
I'm tempted by Destiny 2 just because I quite like the core game loop of Destiny 1, but I didn't like the lack of story and the grind when you got to the end.
But then I've not played any of the DLC, and I feel like maybe I should have played some of the Destiny 1 DLC. Maybe day I will.
Do you own Destiny 1 in any form?
No, not anymore. And I don't own the DLC, that's the thing.
So I was going to say, because I've got the DLC, because I picked up it for like 9 quid or something with most of the DLC, but not all of it. And I'll be happy to go back to do this,
the story DLC, because there was meant to be quite a good story expansion, wasn't there, at some point?
Yeah, I think the second and third ones were meant to be quite good, but... Sorry. The first one was meant to be not worth the money at all, so I sort of held off.
The first one?
Yeah, the first DLC.
The wolf, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm fully surprised with that. Anna? Size not giving me any content for the show.
I already said about it. I'll pick up Assassin's Creed at some point. I would have picked up Shadow of War, but I won't now. Don't let me get a list up. You can...
Go on, Anna. Anna will know her shit.
Yeah, I'm getting Assassin's Creed, South Park Fractured But Whole, because I think that sentence is that title is just the best thing in the whole world.
Did you play the first South Park game, Anna?
Yep, played it 3 times.
Oh, you did?
Yeah,
very good, isn't it? Did you ever manage to catch all the chin Pokemon?
No, I didn't get that far, but I played it on the 360, I played it on the PC, and I think I played it somewhere else. Mm-hmm. I can't remember, but I did play it a few times. So I'll be getting that. I'll be getting Wolfenstein 2, because the promotional videos I've been seeing that are just amazing. Like, oh, they just make me want to play the old one again, because it is just fun. And, oh god, Assassin's Creed, South Park, and Wolfenstein are definitely in my top three for this season. I'm not doing Destiny, I'm not a Call of Duty, I'm not a Battlefield.
So the only there's no Battlefield. The only reason I would buy something at launch is if there was multiplayer, and there's not a single multiplayer thing coming, other than Destiny.
Fair enough. I don't like multiplayer that much, so all of mine are single player games, and I'm more than happy with that. Multiplayer is too much time invested that you have to get together and you know,
Battlefront 2, that's the only one. November 14th.
Battlefront, oh yeah, that's definitely on my list. So I've got Battlefront, South Park, I've now got Monster Hunter Stories, and that is my lot, I think. There's nothing there that's made me... I think Si's getting a list, so there might be something else, but there's nothing else that's made me go, ooh.
I'm interested in Vampire. But I don't
What's
know
that?
How good that's going to be. That's the one from Don't Nod. So we'll see how well that does.
Don't Nod. Remind me what they've done.
Remember Me? It's... memory altering one. Oh,
yeah, Remember Me.
Okay.
I can't remember what else they did. They did some more, I'm sure.
Right, do you want to know what's coming up? And you can say if you're going to get it.
Strangest one of theirs.
Yeah, that's it. Knack 2? That's tomorrow.
No.
Destiny 2?
No.
Let's go down this list. Pro Evo?
No.
NHL? NBA?
No.
NBA?
No.
Marvel vs. Capcom Infinite?
No.
Project Cars 2?
No.
FIFA?
No.
Batman Enemy Within?
What is that?
Telltale.
No. Well, not immediately, but no.
Middle-earth Shadow of War?
At some point.
Yeah, again.
No, not with all the shit in it.
They will inevitably get taken out once people kick off enough.
It won't. It'll get worse.
No, but there'll be a... You wait a year and that'll be... they'll just release a full pack.
Evil Within 2?
No.
WWE?
No.
South Park?
Yes.
Gran Turismo?
No.
Dungeons 3?
No.
No.
Hidden Agenda?
No.
Nope.
Assassin's Creed?
Yes.
Wolfenstein 2?
Yes, at some point.
Yes.
Yes, at some point.
Call of Duty?
No.
Sonic Forces?
No.
Need for Speed Payback?
No.
Star Wars Battlefront?
Yes. No. Yes.
Marvel Superheroes 2?
Yes. Lego, is that Lego Marvel Superheroes 2?
Yes.
Yeah, again, at some point. It's not a day of not a day one release game for me, but it definitely at some point, yeah.
Dead Rising 4 is coming to PS4.
Yes, it is, a year later.
Ni No Kuni 2? This is in January now.
Again, at some point, I'll probably pick it up, yeah.
And then there, you've got Far Cry 5, The Crew 2, Yakuza 6, We Happy Few.
That could have been a good game.
I think they did, didn't they? Or not? I think the DLC for it's meant to be quite good.
Okay.
Steep Road to the Olympics?
Nope.
No, I am considering Skyrim VR.
This is a whole separate game. Is it like you have to pay for the game all over again?
Yeah, you have to buy it.
I would consider Skyrim VR as well, but I would want to get it on the Rift because I'd want touch, not the Waggle ones.
Yeah.
Because the touch controllers have got a analog stick, which seems like it would be quite useful in a game where you're walking around.
November 30th.
Well, it's November 17th. It's coming out on PSVR. But...
And it's exclusive, inverted commas, to PSVR. Yeah, so give it till Easter, and then it'll be out on Oculus. Yeah. I'm in no rush.
In-game purchases optional. God.
Yeah, it's going to be horse armor.
Okay.
No, I don't think they would dare do anything else.
Well, are they not doing paid mods?
Oh, is that going to have paid mods? Maybe. It's Bethesda. They will keep trying it until everyone just says, okay, Bethesda, you can have paid mods.
Well, they're doing it, aren't they, at the moment, aren't they?
Are they?
Yeah.
What, VR?
No. I don't know
Fallout 4 proper.
That's coming out as well, isn't it?
Yep. Fallout 4 proper has got paid mods, is it?
Curated mods. But isn't Fallout 4 VR coming to PC? Is it just Skyrim
this? HTC. It's an HTC Vive exclusive. But no one's quite sure if that means that they're just not releasing it on the Oculus Rift or if they're actually going to go the whole hog and block it from the Oculus Rift.
Okay.
Because don't forget, Bethesda has had that huge lawsuit.
Yeah. ZeniMax, wasn't it?
Yeah. So that could stick its head above the parapet again.
Well, we'll see, because I'm sure that'll be hacked in the first 10 minutes.
Yeah, I mean, that's the reality of releasing stuff on PC, is that you can say what you want, but people will make it do what they wish it to do.
Yeah, it's like, you know, if you want to use a PSVR headset on a PC, you can. It may not work great, but it will work. Because people have done that.
Yeah, they've got it working to some degree, haven't they?
Yeah, it does rotational tracking. It just doesn't do positional.
Yeah, it's a bit of a naff silly season. As I said, I'm more excited about making the current games that I'm playing shinier and better than I am about getting new games, which is a bit disappointing in and of itself.
Yeah,
and it doesn't sound like you've got that bothered by silly season either this year.
No.
So this is the podcast to listen to, guys. Yeah. If you want to know the latest on silly season games,
it'll all be on my Christmas list for when it goes cheap. When it all hits 20 quid. You know, Assassin's Creed hit 20 quid, I'll get it.
Syndicate has held its value. You see it for like 9 quid for the standard edition, but you never see the gold edition for 9 quid or whatever.
What's in the gold edition?
The season pass.
All right, but £9. I mean, once something reaches £10, you might as well just get it.
Don't know. Matter of principle thing. Put up on it. And with that, bombshell. Si, where can people follow you?
They can follow at UKVG Deals and get all the good deals. Get all those games at £20 coming up to Christmas. We've got Black Friday coming up sooner rather than later. It's only a few months till Black Friday. Christmas be right around the corner. Get your sister, get your mum a PlayStation 4.
I was going to say, you can't buy your sister or your mum on Amazon generally.
Depends where you look.
Unlikely scenario.
Turn off the Amazon safe search.
Yeah. Is that a thing?
Yes. Well, no, you can't buy people on there. But it does exist.
What, Amazon safe search?
It's not called out. It's not. I don't know how it works, but basically, if you want to buy, I don't know, sex toys, for example, or condoms or anything like that, I don't think it comes up on the normal Amazon system. You have to go through into like a. It's not a separate part of Amazon, but I think it doesn't like show up in your search history and stuff as well.
Okay.
It's not there as a category on their drop down.
Okay, so sort of like concealed.
Yeah.
I get it. Aaron, where can people follow you?
Aaron HUK.
Anna.
I'm at Miss Lelujo.
You got us some Twitter traction this week, Anna.
Yes.
you get an extra plus for getting people. Well, thank you to Kev for getting people talking about the mightiness that is the Infinite Loopcast.
Yes. We had a week off. Show,
I just found a Love Film disc from when you guys gave away all those Love Film games.
What is it?
Grand Slam Tennis 2.
Wow.
PS3. Which,
Love Film's shutting down.
Given that it's completely. In a pile of admin that I'm trawling through, means it's never been played.
Yeah.
In fact, I just got to find my
PS3. I got Need for Speed Run. That's never been played.
I got Lego Batman 3.
Yeah.
Or two, Lego Batman 2.
Yeah, you have. You can follow me at Flysheet. We've just got a double Y. You can follow the entire show at The Loopcasters. You can email us, The Infinite Loopcast. No, it's theloopcasters@hotmail.com.
It is.
And you can go online to theinfinitelootcast.com.
You can.
I believe.
And we've got a Facebook.
You can go fuck yourself.
You could do, but we wouldn't advocate that. Maybe the folks at UKVG Deals do things differently, but
no, let's not do that.
Yeah, let's not do that.
I was half expecting you to say that just then, though.
Nope, because I don't have a potty mouth like you. Until next week. Well, until the next show. It's a bye bye from me, and it's a bye bye from them.
Bye.
Bye bye.